Bukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walter.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Ngalungir.
Bambach.
Dianye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Raipiri.
Ngaraguchay nama.
Gani warangung.
Munyip.
Doma ninialka. Waka niniana.
Wardadawiya.
Ngundingi dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Diepa.
Murupuk.
Nyata. Nyatun nyat. Lin Yung Joel Wright. Just saying hello to everyone. My name's Joel Wright. I'm currently Executive Officer for the Victorian Aboriginal Corporation for Languages, the peak body for Aboriginal language reclamation, maintenance and revival in Victoria. We service about 38 groups across the state. My particular language program activity is located in southwestern Victoria, for those people who might know the area, from Lawn right through to the South Australian border. And I've got around 8 different language groups within that region that I support. So the language groups that make up the Gundis Jimara Nation, or language family, if you like, are the Wulwurrung, Dawit Wurrung, Bik Wurrung, Gaunt Gopunut, the Ki Wurrung, the Kirai Wurrung, the Gadabunut, and the Wernkil Nyan Talin Yang Nyung. We also have a strong language affinity with the Bondic, which is just over the South Australian border at Mount Gambier. So that represents pretty well much the extent of Gundis Jimara language family, which they all have around about 75, 76% common vocabulary. I'm here today to offer a couple of words in our language. This is particularly Dawit Wurrung, which is one of the language groups within our language family, located around the Portland and Haywood regions in far southwestern Victoria. First word I'd like to offer is nyutjung. This word actually means good in a general usage, but it can be used in other contexts to mean correct, fresh, healthy, handsome, honesty, innocence, joy, new, kind, respect. So, yeah, demonstrates that our words can be used to mean other things in different contexts. The other word I'd like to offer today is the opposite, obviously. It's nyamikalin, which means bad. And same rules apply for this word. It also means unkind, disrespect, ugly, acid, sour, cruel, and hell. Now, the last word I'd like to offer, and certainly I think it's in line with the current situation we are around the plebiscite referendum for same-sex marriage, and that's Gian Tupu, which means love. The language encompasses every element of our existence. It embodies our stories, our dreaming stories. It describes and articulates our artistic expressions, our song, our dance. It describes our particular laws and ceremonies. It identifies people in relation to their country. It informs a whole range, or every aspect of Aboriginal identity and experience. So, you know, in reviving language and using language, your own language, you're actually changing the way you think. If it is the case where the only language or your first language you speak is English or another foreign language to Australia, to actually then start to speak in your own language, you start to think within your own cultural paradigm. And I think that's a critically important foundation to sustaining and nurturing and strengthening one's sense of Aboriginal identity. So the three words that I offer to sort of demonstrate what I've just said are nyutjung, which means good. It also means correct, fresh, healthy, handsome, honesty, innocence, joy, kind, respect, and new. The opposite is nyamigalan, which is bad. Also means unkind, disrespect, ugly, acid, sour, cruel, hell. And the last word is giantupu, which simply means love.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.